The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Julia Roberts.
She's got a beautiful smile. It's like a shark.
I love that thing. Just go, can you imagine how long it takes to brush those teeth? That's a compliment.
Playing in Europe.
I invaded Europe and dominated three different countries.
Eli Manning.
He was such a good teammate. He doesn't get respect enough for that. I watched those games. I see that guy getting tossed around like a ridiculous guy.
Groin shots.
I played with American League. He got hit there. It's like a solar eclipse. I couldn't stop looking at it. I know it wasn't supposed to. Only on one, not both. Everything else just faded away. Just me and this testy.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Swedish love. So we just had Andreas Johansson on the show, and he was a great guy. I'd never met any Swedes, so I went to my first summer camp. I think 18. I met Tommy Salo there. But I didn't meet any female Swedes. I only knew the male Swedes. And I enjoyed their company, and they were good guys. So when I go to my first, I get sent down from the Islanders, and I go down to Worcester, where Andreas Johansson was, with his friend Christer Olsen. We shared a team with St. Louis, so we were half Islanders, half St. Louis. And so Christer Olsen, he was my partner, and then Andreas Johansson. So, you know, I was mixing with the guys, and we had a couple of Russian guys on the team and whatever. Everything was good. But I hadn't met anyone's wife. You know, now, you got to remember, I was from Edmonton. I wouldn't say I was really a guy who followed People magazine or really, you know, the lives of beautiful people or anything. I was pretty naive and just happy to just play hockey. So I'll never forget, we go to our first Halloween party ever. My first pro hockey Halloween party. I was pretty excited. It was going to be fun, and I don't even remember what I wore. But I walk in, and there's Christer and Andy, AJ, I called them, and I was so happy to see them. And with them were their, I don't remember if it was their girlfriend or wives at that time, but it doesn't really matter. And they were, I don't remember what they were wearing, but they were the two most beautiful people I'd ever met in my life. And I was speechless. Like, you have to keep, I wasn't very smooth with anybody. And I wasn't trying to, hook up with them. They're my buddy, my teammates' girls. But still, I just looked at them and I'm like, oh my God, is this what females are like in Sweden? And they started dancing, and I couldn't turn my face away. The guys are like, what are your problem? Like, I've never seen two more beautiful people than this in the same room. And they're actually talking to me. Like, they're not talking to me for any reason other than I was their friends with their husbands or boyfriends, whatever. But it absolutely blew me away. And I got to tell you guys, yeah, I look back on that. I should immediately planned a trip to Sweden for that summer to go and visit those guys. And maybe they had sisters or something like that. The girls had sisters. But we all have that moment where we're first introduced to beauty. And that was my moment. I'll never forget it. And they were so nice. And I think I actually danced with them. And I didn't have a lot of the moves I have now, which was too bad because I would have been a lot better dancer. But unreal. The Swedes are unreal people. And And these two guys, I don't remember them being models, but their girlfriends were, guys, for sure. Could have been. And maybe they were. I don't know. I don't remember them really saying what they were, but God, were they unbelievably good looking. Crazy.
Blonde hair?
Boy, they were blonde. And I remember after Christer was my partner, and he didn't, like, for the Swedes to come over at that time, there was so much fighting in the minors. Like, they had no idea what they're getting into. So I was really protective of Christer. But then I saw his girlfriend and wife. I'm like, I really got to be protective of this guy. He's going home to that. I don't want him being hurt. I'll take a punch for him. He's got to get home and, you know, be with his wife. So yeah, he was, they were so amazing. And Swedes are so great. They were so great.
I've yet to meet one in my time that is not a good dude.
Well, you can't.
Just to talk to, conversation, yeah. Pretty relaxed. I find they're also quite direct and honest about things. Like, if you ask them a question, they'll give you an answer. They rarely will try to skirt the issue.
No, they're very honest. But they're not, like, all the, in my experience, like, the Finns are a little more intense, you know, a little more unpredictable. The Russians are kind of Russians. The Czechs, very friendly. You know, they all have kind of their own little vibe. You know, but
do you find the Czechs maybe a little bit quieter?
Yeah, I think that at this time, I don't think that, like, in Sweden, quieter, you know, all these guys came over speaking English for the most part.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It was taught in their schools. Whereas I don't think that was the case in Czech or Russia. So I think that just they don't feel that comfortable to speak. Like, when I went to Hungary when I played in the countries where the guys didn't speak English that much, you know, I was like, I could speak French, but I wasn't able to like strike up a conversation with all the Hungarian guys. Hey, how was your day? What are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. Like, I'd have to wait for someone to come to me that I knew spoke English, or I'd go find someone who spoke English. So I think that for the Czechs, it was that made it a little harder. I know now that if I was an agent, if any player was even thinking about coming here and they were 13, 14, I would get them in English lessons like right away, just so there's that comfort level and you can understand what's going on around you and understand maybe the subtlety of what is being said by a coach or a teammate or an opponent. But the Swedes, they were just so easygoing, such great people. And I hope one day I can go back and just visit so many of my friends that are there, because they're just great, great people. So much fun.
Text coming in at 10:12:60. Guys, every Swede I've ever met, stand-up guys. And you're right, Struds. Their females seem to be more attractive. Do you think on average their females are way more attractive than their males? I know in Canada we have lots of good-looking women, but we seem to have more good-looking guys as well. Maybe I'm wrong. That's just my thoughts.
I used to say it all the time. I would always tell the Swedes that you guys don't deserve your women, because for the most part, there's not many good-looking Swedish men. And I told that.
I think some would argue they look at like Klefbom.
Klefbom.
A lot of the ladies in Klefbom's pretty good looking. That young Broberg kid. Yeah, Henrik Lundqvist. You kidding me? He's the best looking guy in the league.
How about Broberg, that picture on Instagram? I was like, oh my God, do you have 12 abs? Like, the guy is just shredded. No, I think that, I always bugged them. And the Swedish guys didn't love hearing it. And they'd give it to me saying that they were good looking. Like, it's all in good fun, right? But they absolutely loved it. But yeah, you know what? I think that you look at when these guys would come over, it's a challenge. And you're bringing someone with you. I think it's easier now, just like it's easier for a North American to go to Europe now. But, you know, when you think about when North Americans would go to Europe, let's say 20 years ago, and there was no FaceTime, nothing like that. Calling was hard. You couldn't get all the TV you wanted. You know, like all that. And I know TV is not the most, but it makes you feel
now you can just take your laptop and you have whatever account you want.
And the same is reciprocated when they come here. So I think it's been easier. So, you know, you go back to like a guy like Bruce Hardy, you know, that is a local Edmontonian. When he was playing in Germany, like he would have been, you know, once you go over, you're kind of on an island. I think that it, you know, these guys that, and or anyone for any business that travels and moves to somewhere else, it's easier now than it was before, for sure.